Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. My very special guest today is Terry Wyatt, and Terry is one of three candidates running for district attorney. She is a career prosecutor who has served 26 years as deputy district attorney. Terry, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I always like to ask challengers to a race. Tell us a little bit about what made you decide to jump into the race. Why are you running?
Yes, thank you. Well, I've been a career prosecutor. My entire legal career has been spent as a deputy district attorney in this county. I came to San Diego in 1983 to go to law school. I went to USD Law School, and I am a California native, and I specifically went to law school to be a deputy district attorney. My father was a California Highway Patrol officer. My mother was a registered nurse at County Hospital in San Bernardino, so public service was in my blood. So I feel that there's a change of leadership that is necessary at the DA's office, and I think nationwide, people feel there's a change of leadership for our public officers.
That brings me to my next question, which is, why are you challenging an incumbent district attorney when you actually have worked under Bonnie DeMonis, the current DA?
Well, the office needs to be about justice. In fact, the values and principles that I believe your district attorney needs to have are truth, justice, fairness, equal protection of the laws, integrity, and a high standard of ethics. And I believe in those values to my core. That's why I went to law school. That's why I became a deputy district attorney, to make sure I was practicing criminal prosecution strictly for justice and integrity. And I think that's what I will bring to the office. I think it's important that the office not be about someone's political career, and the office cannot be about political motivations.
Now, Bonnie DeMonis ran for mayor recently against Mayor Filner. She didn't win. There were some controversies that arose in that race with some of her political contributions, a $100,000 contribution given to her by a Mexican foreign national. I understand there's actually been a conviction of the person who made that donation that was against the law. I guess it begs the question, would you like to comment on that, Terry? I should add that Mr. Brewer has also had some controversy, the third candidate in the race, involving some of his contributions as well.
Bob Brewer took money
from Nancy Hoover, who was involved with the whole J. David Dominelli convicted, you know, Ponzi scheme runner. So there's been some questions about why he would take donations from that kind of a source.
Yes, I would like to comment on that. Politicians all the time will run for a different office when they're serving their term. However, I think the position of district attorney is so important. It is the top prosecutor in this county. It is the person responsible for running an 1,100-person office. It's countywide, and the district attorney has to review the most serious crimes up and down this county for who to seek the death penalty on, which investigations to do politically, political figures, etc. When you are the elected district attorney and you're getting paid by tax dollars to do that job, that's the job that you need to be doing. You should not be out running for mayor. I think when you're more focused on city politics, then your ability to just run the district attorney's office, which you're being paid to do, takes a back seat. And we saw that happen in the mayor's race. And then what we also saw is, yes, a meeting by the current incumbent with a Mexican national in Coronado during her mayor's race. And this was a meeting to determine what kind of support and financial contributions that he could provide for the mayor's race. Mm-hmm. And it was very questionable for our district attorney, first of all, to even go to that meeting. She knows, as the district attorney, that she can't take foreign money, and he's a foreign citizen. And this money was laundered through, there was two different very substantial contributions, $100,000 the first time in February and another $100,000 in May, and both of those contributions were illegal. We do not want our district attorney doing that.
Now, I do need to clarify that there actually has not been any legal action or sanction, as of yet at least, against Bonnie DeMonis herself. However, there has been against the individual who made the donation, just to make that clear. Now, there's also been a controversy over some endorsements in this race. Bonnie DeMonis has endorsed some judicial candidates, I understand, and her opponent, Bob Brewer, is saying he thinks that's not appropriate and he wouldn't make any endorsements of any politicians if he was to win the office. What is your position on that, and would you make endorsements if you were elected?
I think there are certain endorsements that the community wants to look to the district attorney for. I think as long as your guiding principle as district attorney is to seek and obtain justice and run the office with the highest level of integrity and the highest standard of ethics, it is perfectly okay for the district attorney to engage in endorsements for judges or the sheriff or county supervisors, things that impact the district attorney's office directly, as long as the goal is only to seek and obtain justice. I don't see a legal problem with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Mr. Brewer will be able to follow through with his promise that he won't make endorsements. Every time we've seen the DA make that promise, she's broken it. Yeah. So I don't think it's inappropriate to make some endorsements as district attorney.
Now, Mr. Brewer himself has faced a controversy of his own in that he is a former lawyer for San Diego Gas and Electric, actually for Sempra Energy, the parent of SDG&E. There were some controversies over his handling of an investigation into Sempra Energy over bribery and some other things down in Mexico involving their liquid natural gas facility down there, where the U.S. Justice Department basically pretty well asked Sempra to investigate itself. And of course, the conclusion they came up with is there was nothing wrong here. And he was one of two attorneys that was involved, reportedly, in that investigation. Do you have any concerns about a corporate lawyer, someone, you know, so closely tied to a major corporation in San Diego that's had its own set of legal controversies? You know, they've been sued by fire victims, for instance, for causing the major wildfires. There's issues involving San Onofre, ratepayer issues. Could you conceive of a scenario where SDG&E executives, for example, could face potential criminal charges? Do you see any conflict of interest in having a corporation's lawyer holding the highest law enforcement position in San Diego County?
I see a lot of issues with Mr. Brewer running for district attorney, and my second motivation is I don't want to turn the district attorney's office over to Mr. Brewer for a number of reasons. He points the finger at the incumbent for accepting fraudulent funds, and he accepts the highest maximum individual contribution from Nancy Hoover. Mm-hmm. Nancy Hoover was a client of Mr. Brewer. He defended her, and she committed a very large, the most serious criminal Ponzi scheme in the history of our county. She and J. David Dominelli stole over $80 million from 1,000 victims. They lost their entire retirements. And not only did Mr. Brewer defend her as a criminal defense attorney, but he stayed friends with her, and he accepted the maximum donation in his campaign for district attorney. I don't think that's the mindset of the person we want for district attorney.
Is it unusual for a criminal defense lawyer to be a district attorney, or do they most often come out of the prosecution side of the aisle there?
I think it is highly unusual for a criminal defense attorney to even be motivated to want to be district attorney. Certainly anyone charged with a crime has a right to great representation. It's important in our system of justice. However, when someone is doing criminal defense work and then becomes friends with their clients who they know to be high-level fraud defendants and high-level fraud criminals, notorious criminals, that's a problem. But it is unusual for someone who spends their majority of their career and their entire career in this county representing notorious criminals to even want to be the district attorney. And Mr. Brewer's never been a deputy district attorney in the DA's office in San Diego County.
He's had no prosecution experience at all?
Not in our county. He had 2 years as a deputy district attorney in 1975 in LA DA's office. That is very remote and very limited.
Almost four decades ago.
Yes.
If you were elected as district attorney, what would your priorities be for the office?
Thank you for asking that. There's a number of things that I think we could do better. And I want to make it clear that I don't think everything that Ms. DeMonis has done in this office has been horrible, unless she's been the DA for almost 12 years.
I'd like to interject a question. And I'd like to ask you, what are the areas that you would like to change or improve? And what are the areas that you agree with perhaps her leadership on and things that you would continue or expand?
Thank you. I want to create an elder abuse task force first and foremost because we have not done a good enough job protecting our seniors.
Yeah, the UT had an investigation, very sad cases of many, many cases of abuse locally. Some of them were quite shocking. Someone found on the floor, had been unconscious, injured, and died, and nobody checked in on them for something like 24 hours or more.
Yeah, our county alone in 2013 has reported 14 deaths of seniors in assisted living communities, facilities, and nursing homes, just in our county, believed to be from abuse or neglect in 2013.
Wow.
That is unacceptable. We need to do a better job protecting our seniors. Mm-hmm. We've only had one investigator, district attorney investigator, assigned to elder abuse crimes for our entire county.
Wow.
That is underservicing our seniors.
So you would expand that.
I would create a task force, an entire task force, put a lot more prosecutors on it, deputy mm-hmm. district attorneys. We are lucky to have Paul Greenwood, who specializes in elder abuse. He's nationally known as an elder abuse expert. However, he can't do it alone. There needs to be more prosecutors assigned strictly doing elder abuse and investigators. And I want all of the law enforcement partners to put resources into a task force so we can do a better job. Because as we all get older, we become more vulnerable to crimes mm-hmm. and financial crimes, as well as, unfortunately, sexual and physical abuse crimes. And we just need to do a better job there.
On the elder abuse issue, I know that's certainly very important to me. My own father was in an assisted care living home for some time until he passed away. Have you had personal experience? Have you seen firsthand what this is like?
Yes, my mom is 83, and 2 years ago, she moved into an assisted living community, not in this county, but I've seen how vulnerable she's become because she was a registered nurse and married to a cop, had a lot of common sense, and she's even had someone call and try to defraud her with trying to get her credit card number recently.
Wow.
Yeah, which is very scary.
Yeah.
It is near and dear to my heart for that reason. And I've also had some cases that I've prosecuted where elders have been very badly hurt. I prosecuted William Burks, who grabbed an 84-year-old lady in front of her own church in National City, took her into the courtyard, and very badly abused her physically and sexually, very horribly. And happy to say he's in prison for 3 life terms plus 58 years. He will actually never be out of prison.
Thank you for sharing that information with us.
Secondly, I want to shift the resources that we've been using in the district attorney's office to try to rehabilitate prison parolees, mm-hmm. adults who have already been in and out of prison. We've been doing all these programs trying to rehabilitate adult parolees under Bonnie Dumanis. And I think that mm-hmm. should be left to social working agencies and not the district attorney to put resources there. I'd like to take those resources and move them into the juvenile justice system. When a kid is 12, mm-hmm. 13, 14 and commits a minor crime, let's turn them around. Let's try to prevent them from becoming a hardcore gang member, from becoming a serious adult prisoner, or from ever going to state prison.
Yeah, that's a very interesting idea. Is there anything else, Terry, that would be an initiative of yours if you were elected as the next district attorney?
Well, I want to say I want voters to have a chance to elect a career prosecutor, not a politician. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. I've been a deputy district attorney my entire career. I've tried almost 90 jury trials, 58 of them felonies, very, very serious felonies. I have a list of prison inmates, 19 of them, who are in prison for life that I personally prosecuted, and I always make sure that they stay in prison. I go do my own lifer hearings on those prisoners, and so the victims are very well protected. I'd like to do a better job for our victim assistance programs. I know we can do better with that. I know Ms. Dumanis has done some good things with victims, but I think we can still do a better job getting them their restitution sooner, feeling that they have a better voice. And my entire career, that's been a big focus, is protecting victims. So I think we can do that better. And also, I served as a division chief for nearly 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I know the office from the ground all the way up. And I think that members of this entire county deserve to have a career prosecutor running this office, not a career criminal defense attorney, and also not a career politician. I think the current incumbent has been in a little bit too long. And I think the focus has shifted for her with more politics and less justice, and we need to do a better job there.
Okay. Terry, who are your major endorsers?
Well, I'm endorsed by two retired Superior Court judges, Judge Victor Ramirez and Judge Bill Draper. Both of those judges I've known for my entire career. I've appeared in front of them on all kinds of cases for years and years, and they're both highly respected Superior Court retired judges. I have the endorsement of Robert Doyle, who was the sheriff of Riverside County for over 30 years as a deputy sheriff and then the sheriff. He also served on the parole board as the commissioner of the state parole board. And I have just received an endorsement from the U.S. Gun Club. I am a very big proponent of the Second Amendment. I am the NRA. I think we need to make sure that our freedoms are protected and that we're following the Constitution in all areas. So I believe very strongly in the Second Amendment. So I'm happy with all of those and proud of all those endorsements. And a lot of my endorsements are individual endorsements from people that I've worked with previously in the district attorney's office or police departments or sheriff's departments, rather than the sheriffs and police unions. It's more individuals who know me personally and know my work.
What's been the most rewarding experience out there on the campaign trail, Terry?
Meeting so many great new people. I've been going to a lot of the chambers meetings and a lot of other business meetings and different groups, and I've met so many quality people that are real interested in the community and interested in having a safer community and making sure that we have justice at all levels. And also the friends that have been my lifelong friends, how much they've stepped up and really committed to helping me and helping get more justice in this community as a whole, because they understand that my motives are genuine.
Yeah. Terry, I understand you've been campaigning all over town. One of the latest I'm hearing about is a motorcycle group. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I got the privilege of being invited to the El Cajon Harley-Davidson dealership for a garage party for women riders. I'm not a motorcycle rider.
So were you out there in your leathers and your helmet?
No, they were trying to recruit more women who would ride motorcycles, however. And there were about 45 women Harley and bike riders out there at this garage party, and it was very fun. It was a great group of women, and they had a raffle for women who've not ridden motorcycles for a Learn to Ride course, $250 course, and I actually happened to win the raffle. I'm going to learn how to ride Harley my bikes.
You and some new wheels for getting around the campaign trail.
And there's a magazine called Quick Throttle about women motorcycle riders, and they're going to feature the this garage party that they had, and they're going to mention that I was there. So that was an exciting group of women to meet. I enjoyed them, and I think I picked up a lot of votes during that meeting.
Well, that sounds like fun. Terry, I understand that there's a debate coming up soon among the candidates. Can you tell us when and where that's going to be, and if all three candidates are planning to attend?
Yes, my belief is all three candidates have, in fact, committed. The debate is Wednesday, May 28th at USD at the Shiley Theater, and it's going to be sponsored by the La Raza Attorneys Association.
Very good, and we're going to get some information and put that up on our website, so if you need the details, you can check out eastcountymagazine.org in our politics section, and we'll have all the information there for you.
And also, all three candidates will be interviewed again for a second time on Politically Speaking at the end of the month. That should air on 7:39 or NBC TV on May 31st.
Terry, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about yourself, your candidacy, or this race?
Well, I've been proud to be a deputy district attorney in this county for my entire career. I've worked alongside some of the most talented prosecutors, investigators, paralegals, and legal support staff in our office, and also countywide with different agencies, police agencies, and federal agencies as well. Being a deputy district attorney allowed me to utilize what I learned from both of my parents to enforce the laws and respect the laws, from my father, the CHP officer, and also from my mom, the registered nurse, to help victims of very serious crimes heal, help them heal from their very traumatic experiences. So I've been very proud to have served in public service. I believe that public officials need to remember that they're there to serve the public and not the other way around. And so that's what I want to bring back to this office.
We've been speaking with Terry Wyatt, a candidate for the district attorney. Where can people get more information about your candidacy if they're interested in learning more, Terry?
Yes, they could go to my website, terrywyattforda.com.
And that's spelled T-E-R-R-I WYATT. So Terry Wyatt, 4DA.com. Very good. Thank you very much for joining us here today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you very much.